You're listening to SBS News.
As he heads into the year's last two sitting weeks, Prime Minister Scott Morrison indicated the number of people allowed to permanently migrate to Australia per year will likely drop under his government. Mr. Morrison says he wants to use a different way to determine how many people are allowed to come to Australia and says there should be more discussion on the issue.
Our permanent migration intake is currently running about 30,000 below what the existing cap is. In how we might decide what that cap would be in the future, my approach is to actually get away from the top-down discussions about population to set our intake cap and get into a discussion from the bottom up. Now, I believe that this is likely to end up in revising down the permanent migration cap in Australia. That would be my expectation.
Security issues again featured this week, with Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton warning more terror attacks could happen if the government's bill allowing police to access encrypted messages is not passed soon. Mr. Dutton demanded a federal parliamentary committee looking into the proposed law accelerate its findings after intelligence agencies raised concerns about potential terror attacks over the Christmas period. Senate leader Matthias Cormann has told Sky News there needs to be change as the risk is heightened.
What I can say to you in relation to encryption messaging is that it is a serious problem for law enforcement agencies, including, as indicated by police in Melbourne, in the context of the terrorism-related arrests earlier this week. So what we are wanting to ensure that in relation to terrorism offences and some very serious other alleged offences in relation to serious child sexual abuse and the like, that police and in relation to terrorism, ASIO is unable to do its job.
Federal Labor says it will support any measures that protect Australians from terror-related acts, but Leader Bill Shorten wants to ensure the laws are properly considered.
When you're dealing with terrorists and when you're dealing with national security and you're dealing with the rights of all Australians, rushing laws does not automatically make for good laws or effective laws. The worst thing that could happen is that the government could propose a rushed law, someone's able to overturn it or undermine it, and then the terrorists get off. I'm about having proper solutions which keep Australians safe, not just trying to get a soundbite on the nightly news.
A meeting between the Prime Minister and Muslim leaders to discuss tackling extremism went ahead this week despite being boycotted by some. Mr. Morrison angered some leaders with comments about what the Muslim community should be doing following the recent deadly Bourke Street terror attack in Melbourne. He's told the Seven Network he has no regrets about criticising Muslim leaders.
I don't regret it at all. In fact, I took quite a bit of advice before saying it from our security agencies. I was simply calling out what we have to call out in this country, and that is extremist, radical, violent Islam is the biggest threat of a religious extremism in this country. And I need us all to focus on that issue and doing whatever we can to make sure that that violent, hatred-filled ideology does not take root in religious communities in Australia.
The meeting was scheduled to involve a much bigger delegation of Muslim leaders, but a number of high-profile leaders, including Grand Mufti Ibrahim Abu Muhammad, did not attend. They signed a letter telling Mr. Morrison they were disappointed with statements made by him and by senior ministers after the Bourke Street knife attack. Chief Executive Officer of the Australian Federation of Islamic Councils, Gaith Cram, says the Muslim community does want to meet with Mr. Morrison, but not like that.
It was called at extremely short notice. The original meeting was for 1 hour with a state objective of finding ways to solve the problem of extremism. Let's be honest, a meeting at that level for an hour isn't going to achieve that outcome. And we are actually hugely invested in the security of this country, and we want a proper framework around consultation with our community that allows our issues to be addressed as well as the issues that the government wants to address.
Meanwhile, with a federal election looming next year, the opposition unveiled its revamped renewable-focused energy policy this week. Bill Shorten has promised $5 billion to modernise the power transmission network, including the construction of a second Basslink cable between Tasmania and the mainland. Among other measures, the new scheme will adopt the Coalition's National Energy Guarantee, one of the policies contributing to the Liberal Party leadership spill and the removal of former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. Mr. Shorten bemoaned the lack of energy policy bipartisanship that's led to heated political debate but little real action in the last 5 years.
We've lost 5 years. 5 years we cannot get back.
5 years of uncertainty and infighting have driven up power prices for families. And for small and medium-sized businesses, the power prices have gone up and up and up. So let's deal in the facts. Electricity prices have increased by nearly 19% in the last 3 years alone. That's three times faster than wages growth. In Sydney, they've gone up 26%.
The opposition's plan was slammed by the Coalition and the Greens accusing Labor of giving up on tackling climate change, and the Coalition saying the economy would suffer. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.